all the supplies that we brought in today have all been taken. The truckload came in and then it was gone. It was dispersed, which is exactly what you want to see, is exactly what you want to happen. And you guys are the ones doing it. Thank you. You and your wife have this beautiful place, and your rescue and the rescuers, you've opened it up to house all of the people coming in that need to come in for a good night's rest, to get good food, clean water, and go back out and go out in the trenches and dig it all up again. And
it is mind-blowing, the power that a flood carries.
It is.
And the devastation that it leaves behind. And
yeah.
After you go through and search for human remains, you still have to go back and clean up the devastation for 70 miles on one river. And that's not the only river that flooded.
Yeah.
They have been able to place these first responders so that they have a free place to stay. And, you know, they can get a shower at night, and they don't have to. Some of them are planning to camp out in their trucks in July in Texas.
Yeah, it's too hot.
Yeah, and Jenny has found a place for folks, and she has just been tireless. She's such a rock star. You know, I think she was on The Pulse the other day with Troy, and so it's just a wonderful ministry partnership that we have with them.
Yeah.
I don't want to start crying, but I saw the Open Door food truck come in. Big old huge truck with Luke and Pastor Chris. They backed that truck in, and you can't tell now, but there were just mounds and mounds and mounds of supplies stacked taller, way taller than me.
And this isn't a one and done. This is going to be a long time. It's going to take a long time.
It'll be ongoing.
It's going to be an ongoing deal. And so for those of you who have supported, thank you. This is what it's going to. And again, it's not over. It's just beginning, and it's going to be a long time. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your continued prayers. And we just ask you not to stop. Keep on praying. We need the prayers, and we need the help. So thank you.
Well, there's the empty cross, my friends, in Kerrville, Texas. And here I am coming to you from Chiapas, Mexico. Welcome, guys, to episode number 57 of this year's edition of The Pulse. I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm coming at you strong in the midst of fighting a big fight and knowing this, that, yeah, the floods are more devastating than you can imagine. But where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. I'm going to be talking to you today about what all we've been doing in Central Texas. And then I'm going to be going to my studio team. And then I'm going to talk to you about what we've been doing down here, what all happened in Guatemala, what all happened in Chiapas. And friends, we are on our way to Mexico City, where I'm actually going to speak to Congress this coming Thursday. And they're giving me the whole floor for 10 minutes. And I'm going to be on, you know, it's going to be nationally televised. Literally all of Congress is going to stop what they're doing, and they're going to let me speak and have influence and be the mouth of King Jesus upon behalf of all these children we are rescuing down here. It is something else. So buckle your seatbelt. You're going to enjoy this. Welcome. Guys, don't forget to do the stuff that you got to do, man. You got to smash the buttons. You got to tell us where you're watching from. You got to comment. You got to share it. Whatever your social media platform is, please do whatever it is that, you know, you can just take those extra steps and help us get this word out. Because, guys, there needs to be a big word of hope in the midst of the Epstein files, in the midst of the chaos that's happening all over the United States. In the midst of all of that stuff, man, we got to be able to be a shining light, and we have to be a city on a hill that says there is stability in Jesus. He is our rock. And guys, we are making a tremendous difference. I can promise you that. So if you will do that, I greatly appreciate that. Don't forget, guys, that you can go to troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888. And if you want to call us, if you need a prayer, if you need a friend, if you want to stand with us, man, that's how you contact us, 877-413-0888. All right, so now let me gab at you and tell you that last Monday, we went after, through our food bank, we went after some incredible things, and we started mobilizing all of our teams in a crazy cool way. And as we do, you know, we are a disaster response ministry. We've, and, you know, while, You know, I was talking to a guy this morning and he was like, man, I didn't know you did that. Or yeah, we've been doing that for 30 years. This is what we do. And all of our tribe knows that this is what we do. And as a matter of fact, all the media that we do of my prophetic content, all of that stuff that we do, all the books I put out, we do all of that so that we can do this, rescue kids and answer the evil of suffering with the goodness of God. And last week was no different, and it really hit close to home. There were some families in Burleson that perished in the rising of the waters. There were some families that frequent our church all the time that have disappeared. We have families that are a huge part of our church that are devastated over the personal loss. And then we have people that are a part of our church that actually live down there. And I mean, this hit us home. I mean, this hit us at home. And we're always being touched by things that happen all over the world, but this came to our backyard. And so we had to do something about it. And then, of course, we did. And we jumped in. And you can see these pictures are actually from our team. Our team actually took these pictures. And we had, well, we were housing cadaver dogs. We went out with cadaver dogs. We brought 100 chainsaws down there with all the stuff that goes with it. And we started going through this mountain of mess as we started looking. And as we are, not only were we looking for the remains of fallen people, but we were also looking for the rescuers who were devastated over this. How could we help them? What could we do? Because you and I together, we rescue the rescuers. That was Pastor Chris, by the way. I call him the pastor of disaster, and he pastors our food bank. And he and my son Luke, yeah, there he is right there. He and my son Luke went down there and they spent the week down there. My beautiful bride went down there and so we're just doing everything that we possibly can. Again, we had, in hooking up with Jenny McDonald, I can tell you that we were able to house more than 250 people. Like what? We have four other friends down there with houses. Their houses are full, and one of them has a house and a guest house, and they gave us the house and the guest house, and those are also full of first responders. And then all the food that we fixed, all the food that we delivered. And then all the supplies, once you find these rescuers, you're like, okay, so what's going on? Tell me what's going on there. And then once they tell us, we say, what do you need? And then when they tell us, we'd stop what we're doing and we would go get the stuff and we would do the kingdom stuff. And so guys, I want to bless you. And for those of y'all that just tuned in, I'm Troy Brewer and I'm coming at you from Chiapas, Mexico. And in here, in just a minute, I'm going to tell you what all's going on down here. But I do want to highlight all the teams and all the supporters and all the prayer partners and all the additional ministries that have joined forces with us to answer this evil in Texas with the goodness of God. And friends, we have made an incredible difference. Now, it doesn't stop last week. We got way more to do this week, way more to do next week, and even the weeks that follow. And this is what we do. This is what we've been doing for 30 years. And this is the goodness of the Lord. So I don't know what else to tell you except for a good friend of mine that is a pastor and he has a huge disaster relief ministry. We hooked up with him, in a period of 2 days, we found 26. The remains of 26 people. And so, that was in a 48-hour period. And to tell you the truth, since I've been down here over the past couple of days, I haven't been speaking to him much. I mean, I'm getting all these texts back and forth, but I don't know how many people that they have found. I can tell you this, that the floods happened again yesterday. And that changes the whole dynamic of the scene. It creates a bigger mess. It makes it harder for people to work. And we have to support the rescuers, man. We got to support them. This has to go on. And the families of these victims need to know that it was the body of Jesus that stood up for them because Jesus sees them and Jesus loves them. Yeah. So thank you for everybody that has supported us. Thank you for everybody that has partnered with us on this thing. Thank you for everybody who has trusted us with this. I just want to say a great big thank you. And it's a great big privilege to get to be the tip of the spear and to get to be the hands and feet of King Jesus and to answer evil with the goodness of God. Joining me from the studio there in Big Time Burleson, Texas, is Miss Shay.
Hello, hey, Pastor. I love how you said that, the tip of the spear, because that truly is what we do and who we are. And I think, you know, even just doing this special episode today, obviously we don't typically have the Pulse on Mondays. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday show that we do, but you were there. You're on the front lines in Mexico right now with the rescued kids, and you've got all the stuff that we're going to hear updates on from where you've been in the past like 48 hours is crazy. I can't wait for people to hear the stories of where you've been and what you've seen. And while you're there doing the work, rescuing kids and building our communities there and our rescue homes there, we have a team down here in Texas that's doing the work on the front lines. And I just, when you said tip of the spear, it just really stuck with me because that truly is what we are and what we do. And people, everyone that's watching, you know, when you sow into Troy Brewer Ministries, that is what you are doing. You are enabling us to continue to be the tip of the spear and to bring aid where it's needed most. And if you want to get involved, you can call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888. You can also go to troybrewer.com, or you can mail to Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. There are so many ways that you can get involved. And by the way, that 877 number is also a 24/7 prayer line. So if you're watching and you need prayer for something, call that number. That is our call center. It's actually in-house. They are on our premises here. And those are our people that are trained to not just, you know, take your donations when you want to sow into this ministry, but they're trained to pray with you and encourage you and believe with you if there's something that you need prayer for. And so don't hesitate to call that number. And another thing we want to just encourage you to do is join us as a partner on ODX. ODX is our online platform, our very own online platform. And when you join that as a stage 2 or 3 partner, your monthly membership, which is a small fee, those funds go towards helping us do what we do and be the tip of the spear all across the globe. And we have a few people that have recently joined ODX. Pastor, can I give some shout outs real quick?
Yeah, man, you bet. Let's
okay,
go.
Cool. So we have had 9 new stage 1 signups. We have had 2 new lifetime partners. So that means for their entire life, they have unlimited access to ODX. That's Matt and James from Oklahoma. So shout out to them. They not only will have access to all of our content, but to conferences, they'll get special, videos from Pastor Troy as he travels. We have new stage 2 partners. We've got 2 of them. We have Cynthia in Texas and Ricky in Texas. And our stage 3 partners, we have 4 new stage 3 partners in just the past week. Tamara from Texas, Michelle from Vermont, Beth from Washington, and Debbie from Texas. So shout out to our new ODX family. We love you. And because of our ODX partners, we are able to do more in the nations. And we're so grateful.
Well, I too am also grateful and I appreciate the partnership. I can't hardly go anywhere in the world besides Seattle. Nobody knew who I was in Seattle, but there's no pictures of me. But everywhere I go, people are like, hey, you know what? I'll partner with you. And even in Guatemala City, you know. So, you know what, Brian, I'm going to get Brian on here, Brian Schwartz here with me. He's here with me on this other couch. I'm going to get him on here. But you know what, yesterday there was somebody that said, hey, are you Brian Schwartz that played for the Jaguars? And I was like, he is. Was actually one of our guards and a part of our security team down here. And that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It's really good for these security teams that are traveling with us to actually see what we do. Like there's a cameraman that is with us right now that it's his first time and he's shaken. And wow. We went into a cartel controlled area yesterday and the guy that guarded us, the cartel guy that guarded us in and guarded us out, actually got out of his car, came back to the bus whenever we were out, and actually said to us, will you please pray for me? And so we're seeing those kinds of things. Yeah. So we're seeing the goodness of the Lord, and we saw it in Guatemala, and then we're seeing it here now. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for loving Texas. Thank you, guys, for loving Jesus. Thank you all for loving kids all over the world. Yes. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much to every single person who has partnered with us. And the work never stops. It never stops. And Pastor, you know, it's funny because this trip that you're on is actually, technically, you're still supposed to be on vacation. And this trip is part of it. But you had some incredible opportunities presented to you, not just in Mexico where you are right now, but also Guatemala. And so I would love to hear about the work that you have done in Guatemala over the past week, and then also what you did over just the past 24 hours in Mexico. Can you share with us about that?
Yeah, I think so. The past 5 weeks, I have been on quote unquote vacation. And I spoke at the White House, I spoke at Congress. I got the team up and pray up there, which was amazing. We went to Seattle. We did a conference in Dallas with Joseph Z. We went to California twice. I've been to Mexico now twice. And so I've got to do some really fun things and got to take some time off. But also in the midst of that, I've also had an opportunity to get to do a bunch of stuff I've needed to do for a long time. And so we've been doing that. In Guatemala, we support a ministry, and we actually have a food bank in Nicaragua that feeds 100,000 people a month. And that's a very prophetic thing for us, because I had a dream and God told me to do it. And then just a few weeks after, Pastor Roger Latham came to our church and said, our people are starving. And I was like, well, there it is. Let's do this thing. It is a tremendous commitment. And, you know, we have a lot of challenges there. You know, there's not as much freedom there. And it's important to support the body of Jesus within nations. And that's, I would like to say that, first of all, I wish that Christianity would learn that lesson. So it's like all of support for Israel. We don't just give money to the government in Israel. You know, they get trillions of dollars from the United States. Why would I do that? Why would I encourage people to send money to the nation of Israel when the nation of the United States sends trillions of dollars to the nation of Israel? No, we have to support the body of Jesus there.
Yeah.
We have to support the Messianic congregations. We have to make sure that we lift them up as they go to rescue their own nation. We have to rescue the rescuers. And so it's in that same kind of spirit in working with our friends in Nicaragua. We did this big conference in Guatemala, and there was eight different nations represented there. And it was an apostolic conference. These are all guys that have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches that they oversee. And we wanted to pour into those guys for a couple of days. It was a great honor to be there. And I got up and spoke on the things that you should remember. I got up and spoke on how to remain passionate. That's Pastor Roger Latham. Pastor Roger is 92 years old.
Wow.
He's a 92-year-old man. And he is out stomping around everywhere and working hard and doing everything he can possibly do to keep the body of Jesus focused and to make sure that it's the kingdom. And I just love him so much. He's like a daddy to me. You may recognize some of these people, you may not, but you know, all of those guys are way next level generals, and those guys are all Americans, and they were down there with me down there speaking. So it was a great privilege to be with them, and it was an incredible honor, and it was very well received. My good friend Steve Fish set all that up. And so it was awesome.
So then from Guatemala, you got on a plane and you headed to Mexico, right?
Yeah. So once we got here in Mexico, we had to get on these little bitty tiny planes in order to get. And I want to tell you, getting in and out of these planes are tough. And so I think I actually have a video here of Brother Brian Schwartz trying to get in this plane. Let's see what we have here.
Yeah.
Come on, Brian, you can do it. Now what's going to happen is his stomach muscles are going to spasm while he gets in. Okay.
My stomach's cramping.
Yeah.
I'm literally having
cramp. Oh my gosh.
I'm literally cramping in my stomach.
Get in there. Get in there, baby.
God bless everyone. See you on the other side.
We're flying over the pyramids.
And this, my Lord.
Oh, you did a good job, man. That was
brother, my ab cramped.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
So look at how he's packed in there.
That's amazing.
So we got in these little planes and we flew. and we flew over the mountains. And the mountain ranges in Chiapas get as high as 18,000 feet. That's 4,000 feet taller than the mountains in the United States. I remember I got a stack of hate mail recently, everybody saying, this dude's a liar. There are no mountains in Mexico. I'm like, well, you can't fix stupid. You just can't fix it. Like, there are mountains in Mexico. And these things are, I mean, huge mountain ranges. And we took off in those little planes, and then we went across those mountain ranges. And it was pretty cool because, you know, you go across the top and you wouldn't be but just like a few hundred feet above the trees. And then all of a sudden there just would be the great Evel Knievel drop off, like boom. And it's like, oh my gosh. And then,
wow.
And it's pretty bumpy. You know, you getting thrown around up there, and flying over those mountains are always bumpy in those little planes. And you get thrown around, and you just, if you don't know how to pray in the spirit, I don't know. You better be a spirit-filled man or woman of God in the midst of all that. And then where we landed was we landed on this this little dirt road. And I want to show you guys, this is inside the cockpit.
Whoa.
And you can see the road we're about to land on. There, see it? Yeah, that's me. I'm actually at the filming of that. And so, dude, then they just cut off the engine. That's something else, too, they do that is wild to me. They just cut off the engine. And it's like, okay, so then you land. Dude. Now, whenever I was landing, Schwartz and Ben and those guys were already there, and they have a video showing what the landing approach actually looked like. So there you go. That's me flying in right there.
Wow.
That's it. Boom, boom, boom. And so those are the little planes, man, that we flew in. And then we got there, and then you know what? We went straight to Redemption Ranch, and that runway is not very far from Redemption Ranch, just say maybe, I don't know, less than 10 miles, even if that. And we got there to our kids, and we saw all of our rescued kids. And then we had a party for them. We gave away backpacks. I think we had some pictures of those kinds of things once we showed up there, all of our little boys and our little girls.
Yeah,
there's Brian and Ben. I'm taking that picture, and I go in to get a shot of the back of their heads, you know, because I don't want their faces on here because that would be dangerous for them. But just to think, you know, man, that those kids are kids that we have rescued. Those are kids that we have to take care of. And a bunch of the teenage girls came over and hugged me and told me they loved me and how much they appreciated me. And it was really cool. It was awesome. So they're just beautiful. You can see that picture there on the left. You know, thank you, Pastor Troy. We love you, Pastor Troy. Te ama. Chiapas loves you, Pastor. And it was basically just a celebration. And then also, too, just to see what all we've accomplished since the last time I was down. And then we also, you know, to take care of our rescuers and just to make sure that they're okay. So that's what we did. And it was awesome. And then from there, man, we hopped back on the little plane and we went back across those mountains that night. And, you know, in the late afternoon here, storms build up. So we were trying to get out before the storms came in because we did not want to be in those little planes. Brian, did you want to be in those planes in the midst of a storm?
No,
we did not. And actually, we had a really smooth ride coming back. And so the wind was with us. We had a tailwind and we actually had a really smooth ride. But that's Pastor Swanamy's doing, of setting all that up for us and letting us be able to get in and be able to get out. And then yesterday we had a church service, and we had the church service in the midst of the trees. And it was just so beautiful, just an incredible service. And we had it outside, and these are all local pastors and leaders from other churches and other congregations. And they came out, and I asked the guy if I could pick up that guitar, and he said, yep. And Brian prophesied to everybody. Ben laid hands on everybody. We just had this tremendous church service, and it was crazy. It was really, really, really good. Now, and you can see also too, man, they're just beautiful people. Look at that. That's what I call a church right there. Wow. In the midst of all the trees. And man, the weather was perfect. Oh man, the weather was perfect. And Swanamy is an awesome translator. And so that's what we did. And then that's Pastor Abraham. That's the guy that runs Redemption Ranch for us. And he's a third or fourth generation pastor down here. And we've worked with him and partnered with him for a number of years. And yeah, he's a good dude. He really is.
That's so amazing.
It was good. And then we have yesterday afternoon. I want to ask my friend to come over here. And before he comes over here and sits down, you guys tell everybody everything that they need to know. And I'm going to set up the camera here and move Brian over here.
Okay.
And guys, you don't want to leave. You want to hear this, okay?
Yeah, guys, it's about to get really good because my mouth was on the floor when Pastor Troy told me what you're about to hear. The Lord takes him to some wild places. And one thing about this house, when the Lord calls us somewhere, we go. We say yes to the call of the Lord. And as Pastor Troy said, I'm just going to start adopting this. We are the tip of the spear ministry. And if God tells us to go to Chiapas, Mexico, if God tells us to go to Hill Country in Texas, that is where we go. And that's where we bring relief. And that's where we rescue. It is in our blood. It is what we do. And if you're watching this for the first time, you're like, wow, I have never heard of a ministry that does this much. You're probably right. And we have many different ways that you can partner with us. And I want to encourage you to do that right now. You can call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888. That is a 24/7 call center that we have here. We can take your donations. We can also pray with you and stand with you and believe with you in prayer if there's something you need prayer about in your own life. You can also go to troybrewer.com and click on the giving icon. And if you would like to, you can mail snail mail to the address on your screen, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. Guys, the work doesn't stop. There every single week, we're hearing news stories of kids that need to be rescued from the horrors of human trafficking. And when they call, we say yes, we have to. How do you say no when you receive those phone calls? And as you're going to hear in a little bit, God has been opening up crazy doors for this ministry because Pastor Troy and Leanna have been doing this for 30 years now. The doors to nations have been opening for us. And we are rescuing kids on higher levels and more often because of that, and also because of your generosity and you standing with us. So please continue to do so. As he said in the beginning of the broadcast, you know, we're also bringing relief to the front lines in Texas, to the search and relief efforts, to the first responders there who are needing housing and food and chainsaws. And I think we're even sending some like big machinery down there this week. So we are in every way on the front lines. We are a front lines ministry, and we will continue to do so because God continues to call us to be that. So thank you to every single person who partners with us. Let's go back to Pastor Troy and Pastor Brian. I cannot wait for everyone to hear the crazy places. I mean, when you travel with the two of you, you never know where you're going to end up.
I had no idea we were going to that place.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
I had no idea. Now, it's just like I didn't have any idea until last night. I'm going to be speaking to the Mexican Congress.
And yeah.
Did you know about that?
Didn't know a thing. She kept it really close to the vest.
I mean, dude, we're going to be on national television. We're going to try and share that on ODX and across all of our social media feeds when we do this, but I had no idea. And so, all right, so let's talk about this. So this thing, this cartel that is down here is different because it is a witchcraft-based cartel.
Yeah, definitely. Where we were at, it's kind of like ground zero, right? You want to talk about evil in a region or area. And the way, you know, they help fund and do different things, all in the name of good.
Yes, all in the name of good.
To win favor.
Yes.
And we entered into that space.
Okay, I want to take you guys back just a little bit, and I want to remind you guys that the first time that we rescued a little girl down here, it's a miracle we ever came back because there was a lot of murder involved. The guy that was supposed to pick up Pastor Swan and me from the airport was murdered in the very town where we're at right now.
Yeah.
And then we came across the murder of some children, and so it was just bad. I don't want to go off into all that, but it was bad. With that said, Pastor Swami rescued a little girl, and I did this FaceTime, a Zoom, just like this. And I did this Zoom thing, and we talked, and I told her she was beautiful, and I loved her. We got her a princess dress. She did the twirl, all the stuff. And then that little girl pointed out to us where all these kids were that needed to be rescued. And it was from that we said, dude, we got to have our own rescue center down here. There's just so much work to do down here. And I hung up, and then I was in my barn. I have a library upstairs at the top of my barn. And I was like, wow, I heard somebody come through a door. I heard him come up the stairs, and I thought it was Ben. And I said, hey, who is that? Who's there? And I heard this voice say, impenetrable. And I would imagine that you guys will remember that. Okay, well, this thing spoke. And I was like, whoa. And it got access to me. And I was like, whoa. And I got on the phone the next day. I called Robert Henderson, you know, the Courts of Heaven guy. And like, yeah. How did this guy get access to me? But by the way, not the Food Courts of Heaven guy. Yeah, that is exactly. That's Ryan Pugh. Ryan Pugh is the Food Courts of Heaven guy. But
I remember you calling me after you talked to Robert.
Yeah.
It was it shook you.
Yeah, it shook me. Would. Because I didn't know how I gained access.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now that I've said all that, what we proved yesterday is that demon is not impenetrable.
Yeah.
We actually went into the belly of the beast yesterday. And we went to ground zero for all the witchcraft cartel activity here. And you have to be invited in. And we were invited in. And you actually have to have a stamp from the Mexican government to allow you into this place. And then you have to have the approval of the people that run the inside. And so it's set up a lot like an Indian reservation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So it's this area down here that is not Mexican controlled. Okay. It's not.
They're really autonomous. They have their own government, their own forces, their own police force, their own system of justice.
Their own. Yeah. Which they have ran off 30,000 Christians, persecuted and ran off 30,000 Christians over the past few years. Last year, there was a gathering of 8 Christians that gathered together in their square. And because it wasn't sanctioned, they just showed up and murdered them. And nobody went to jail over it. They showed up and they murdered those 8 Christians. Well, we were in that place yesterday.
Yeah.
And in the center of this place is this church. And the church is unlike anything I've ever seen before. So how do you want to describe all
it? It was originally a Catholic built church, right?
Yeah, it was.
And then that community, that autonomous community, booted them out, took it over. And that space, you walk on that whole property, the square entering into the building, you can feel the demonic activity. It was pushback. Like, you can feel the pushback.
It was huge pushback.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, look. We're about to go behind the veil. And when we go behind the veil, I'm going to tell you guys what we saw and what we were a part of and what it means. And if you are already a partner with us at ODX, this is going to be exclusive for you. And if you're not, I would join up. I would do that. And so, Shay, are you still there, Ladybug?
I'm ready to take us behind the veil.
Okay. So we need to tell all this behind the veil, because we got some details that we want to give that we cannot give to the public.
Before we go, the cool thing was that morning, we're literally preaching the gospel. Groups of people are getting saved. And then just hours later, we're heading in and coming against the gates of hell. You preached
on how
the gates of hell will not prevail. And more than just a prophetic act, a real act, literally coming into a gate. Entering through a gate. You don't want to miss this.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this. He's right, because where we preached outside yesterday, there's a cave system there. And there's all this unbelievable witchcraft. And either last year or the year before last, in that cave, they discovered 32 trafficked little girls. So 30 wow. In the cave where we were at. And this thing is used for trafficking. It's used for ritualistic sexual abuse. And this whole area is all about that. And we went to, so I preached on Caesarea Philippi and how that Jesus took the disciples to the gates of hell and said, they will not prevail. And it was a big cave. And then I'll be dipped if we didn't go to the gates of hell.
Wow.
Yesterday. And so when we go behind the veil, I'll tell you all about it. But let me say this first. Friends, I need y'all to be in prayer for us as we continue to organize our teams for all of our efforts in Central Texas with the new additional flooding that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And then continue to be in prayer for us personally as we go to Mexico City. And I'm literally speaking up on behalf of the King of Kings to the Congress of the entire nation of Mexico. And so I'll be on national television. They're giving me the floor for 10 minutes. We're going to see if we can't find a way to actually share it across our social media. But guys, we need your prayers. And we're still here in this place right now.
Yes, we are. And wow, Pastor, I can't wait. And I hope that we're able to get that live stream up. So guys, just stay hooked on to his social media, because if we are able to get that all situated, we will be pumping that link out so you can watch as Pastor Troy goes before Congress in Mexico. But regardless, Pastor, we will be praying for you, and we will be standing with you from here. And we're so excited for all the doors that the Lord is opening. So are you ready for me to take everyone behind the veil?
Let's do that. Let's go behind the veil, and all my peeps at ODX.TV, just stay right where you're at, because you don't want to miss what it is. We're going to tell you what we saw and what we were a part of yesterday. This is definitely a behind the veil moment.
Yes, for sure. And that is why we have Behind the Veil on ODX, because it's our own platform. We won't get censored. We can say what we want to say. So if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook, this is the perfect day to join us as an ODX stage 2 or stage 3 partner, so you can have access to what we're going to talk about behind the veil. Because Pastor Troy gave me a teeny snippet of what he saw when they walked into that church. Our cameras were not even allowed in. So that tells you something right there, and he's going to unpack what he saw, and it's shocking, and you're not going to want to miss it. And it's cool to hear and to see that the Lord is using our pastor in these places as we continue to be the tip of the spear. So thank you so much for joining us. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, we're going to head over to ODX.TV. But as Pastor also mentioned, while he is there in Mexico right now, we are on the front lines for the flood relief right here in Texas, especially after yesterday. There was more flooding yesterday. I saw even this morning, there was another flood alert that went out. So we are on the front lines, guys, in every way, wherever there is a need. And so as we go behind the veil, I'm going to leave you with a little video that speaks to one of our frontline ministries. Take a look.
Friends, our state has been hit by a terrible tragedy. On July the 4th, you and I saw together, and we watched in wonder with our hands over our mouth at the screens as we saw the rising of the waters and knowing that many lives were lost. Our hearts are broken. This has actually affected us here at Troy Brewer Ministries very personally, with families involved in our ministry that are now actually missing. It's bad, and it's evil. It's nefarious. And do you know how we answer evil? We answer evil with the goodness of God. I'm here in the food bank warehouse, and this has been a dream come true for me that we've been living now for 35 years. This is the 35th year of the Open Door Food Bank. And you know what? Now we are ready to be mobilized. In fact, friends, we already are. And our plan is now we're going to rescue the rescuers. You know, there's been such a tremendous response to this great call of help that people from all over the state have actually come to this greatly affected region, and they are there. And now, you know what? We can help them. We can help them in support. We can help them with food. We can help them with housing. We can help their families while they are away doing the kind of work that the rest of us cannot. Hey, will you please consider going to troybrewer.com and getting in this fight with us today? You and I were not planning on any of this mess to happen, but I know that God Almighty can count on us. So friends, go to troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888 to help us rescue the rescuers during this desperate time of need.